Proclamation number 4678 of 27th of June, 1949. Endlessly long course of the soul before embodiment as a human being. Keep the soul's infinitely long course through all creations in mind so that you become aware of the responsibility you now bear towards the soul as a human being. In the stage as a human being you are deprived of recollection, thus you only have to believe what is conveyed to you through announcements from the spiritual kingdom. But you are taught by knowing beings who give you nothing but truth, and thus you can never say that you remain completely ignorant of the soul's life before its embodiment as a human being. It is constantly pointed out to you, and you constantly have the opportunity to increase your knowledge about it, and thus, if you seriously imagine what lies behind you, you must come to your soul's aid so that it can complete its course of development on Earth. The many stages before in the bound will have been overcome by it, and the path constantly led upwards. But now as a human being there is the danger of sinking again, and you have to avert this danger from your soul by being attentive and now consciously striving upwards. The knowledge of the earthly life before the embodiment as a human being will certainly increase the sense of responsibility. But the human being cannot even begin to imagine the agonies a new embodiment means for the soul, for the spiritual. For this reason I provide people with a knowledge of the whole of creation and its actual purpose, and I also instruct them about the fate of those who fail in earthly life and are now faced with their final decision, who create or determine their fate in the beyond themselves through their will. As soon as they believe, these instructions will not remain without impression, and the human being will make an effort to live in accordance with my will. Then he will avert the greatest danger from the soul, and it will eternally thank him for it. But anyone who does not believe pays no attention to these words either. For him there is no kingdom in the beyond, for him there is neither eternal life nor spiritual death. For him there are no preliminary stages, just as there is no survival of the soul after its death. And it is these who consciously go to Theruan, who will certainly have to cover the path through the whole of creation once again, for neither the agonizing state in solid matter nor the infinitely long time the spiritual has to remain in every creation until the final redemption from form is imaginable to them. They will have to feel in themselves what they are warned of through my love again and again. They don't believe and therefore have to experience it if all admonitions and warnings remain unsuccessful and they don't listen to my word, which cannot sufficiently describe to them the great adversity which awaits them after their death. Amen.